1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show, the most original and groundbreaking radio show on the air in America today, hosted by, well, that's me, Phil Hendry. We are rated number one across the board. And today we speak with an old friend, Dr. Jim Sadler, is back with us. We're going to talk about the paranormal, and we're going to speak specifically about Paul McCartney and other celebrities, but specifically about Paul McCartney. I don't know whether you saw the story. He says that he talks to his deceased wife, Linda. You know that Mr. McCartney lost his wife not too long ago, a couple of years ago, I guess it was, to cancer. He says he talks to her. He asks her what she thinks of his new romance with model Heather Mills. Paul says she's a great girl, and I have to talk to Linda about that. You know, what am I doing, babe? How do you feel about this? The ex-Beatle told London's Mirror tabloid, and she responds back to him. Dr. Sadler, you have written a book, and we're looking not only at your book, but we're also looking at the work that you've done in the field of paranormal. The book is called The Seventh Sense, Seeing Beyond This World, and we welcome you, Dr. Jim Sadler, to the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you very much, Phil.
What about Mr. McCartney and this claim that he speaks to his wife? Does this happen as much as some people say?
The answer to that question, Phil, is no. I don't think it does happen as often as some people say. I do think it does happen, but there is a difference.
Who are the people that are talking, and who are the ones that are not?
Well, first of all, Mr. McCartney, I do feel there's some credibility in his claim. Paul McCartney is a world-renowned man. He is a man who is very famous. He has achieved a wealth and celebrity far beyond that which any of us can achieve. Sadly, I think that the famous and the wealthy are always more prone to being able to communicate with the other side.
Okay, why? Why the famous?
Well, Phil, the reason is because they have transcended the sort of the mundane world that we all live in. They have achieved wealth, they have achieved fame, they have achieved celebrity. All of that lends itself to sort of reaching beyond this world. In other words, they're hanging around with us all day long, signing autographs, running away from us when we want autographs, or having to hide and dine somewhere else. So they yearn for something more than just having to see the same old faces. They yearn for the beyond. And that's why Paul McCartney and others who we'll mention in this hour, I have no doubt, speak to those in the beyond. I think they don't speak to anyone. I think that they speak to those that they know, or people who are like themselves. Famous people.
All right, he's asking his wife about Heather Mills because obviously he still loves Linda, and he wants to make sure that, you know, if what you're saying is true, he wants to make sure she's pleased with him?
Well, yes. See, to me, the bigger question is not whether Linda approves of Heather Mills. The bigger question for me has always been, you got a former Beatle, a guy that can have any, you know, any woman in the world, and he settled on this one-legged woman in her 30s. You know, that's difficult for me to grasp, and I try to deal with it in my book. And we've had at least two roundtable discussions on this, not only at Taylor University, but also in my paranormal workshop.
And what is it you're discussing?
In the paranormal workshop?
Yeah.
Why Paul McCartney, who can have any stuff that he wants, all right, and I say that, why would he settle on a woman in her... See, understand he can have a...
No, he's a former Beatle, so...
Former Beatle.
So, see, he's obviously a very famous man, the most famous man, one of the most famous men in music, all right.
Right, and so why would a man like that, who can have some stuff maybe in her 20s, why would a man like that, who could be with a woman... who has two legs. You see what I'm saying?
So you're finding it tough to deal with the fact that he's with a one-legged woman. All right. But I'm asking you about Linda.
Right. He's asking Linda, what does she think? But what about Paul McCartney? You know, the rest of us have questions. And so I deal with that in my paranormal workshops, and I deal with it...
Okay, here's a question for you. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler about Paul McCartney, who speaks to, or has claimed that he speaks to, his departed wife, Linda. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. My question for you, why are you dealing with the question of Paul McCartney being with a one-legged woman in a paranormal workshop?
First of all, paranormal means you deal with that which is beyond the realm of normal. You're dealing with that which is supernormal or preternatural or extranatural. And I don't think there's a man in your audience this afternoon that doesn't think that a one-legged woman, a beetle going out with a one-legged woman is...
No, seriously, doctor, what I'm asking you...
I'm being very serious. In other words, we want to deal not only with Paul McCartney, but also with...
So you're saying you deal with Paul McCartney being with a one-legged model in your paranormal seminars because it's paranormal that he'd want to be with a one-legged woman?
Yes. I don't understand what's the problem.
Maybe that's not normal, man. That's not like you out in Spook Central. do you think that belongs in the world of spooks?
So I do take my work seriously, number one.
No, I understand that, but I'm...
I take my work seriously, and what I'm saying is that Paul McCartney has reached beyond the world that we live in and is living in a world that is now... one which he's more familiar with, the extra-normal world. But because of Mr. McCartney's fame, he's no longer one of us.
And that's why it's easier for him to speak to those who are dead.
Because his wife Linda is dead, yes. And therefore, he can communicate with souls passed on. Tom Cruise, to give you another example, has been in communication with the spirit of Errol Flynn for years. Errol Flynn consults him on his films, so Mr. Cruise claims. And, of course, the one that we all know and acknowledge as a celebrity channeler and the first one to wake us up to the abilities of celebrities and retired actors, Shirley MacLaine. Shirley is astounding and proof positive that celebrities have had access to higher levels of consciousness and pick up signals for years.
All right, so why do you feel that actors and celebrities and famous people have a better ability to contact the dead than we do?
I don't know, but I think it goes back to the fact that they have a lot of money, they're attractive, they're better equipped to deal with the possibility of frightening things and bad things, bad information, because they've been in movies that deal with scary things. They've been in war movies and movies about... whatever, bank robberies and having cancer. So they've been there. They've been there. And they can deal. And the celebrity that I think is higher than us, who can see peaks and valleys, is the celebrity. That's why we want to see these people, because they have paranormal powers.
Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. Paul McCartney claims that he speaks with his passed-on wife, Linda. Dr. Sadler is telling us that it's possible, because of Mr. McCartney's fame and celebrity, that he has more access to the extra-normal.
I'm saying that he has access. I'm not saying that we do.
Well, what about just regular people? You know, like some gypsies, don't they?
No, that's baloney. The wealthier you are, the higher up, then these gypsies, that's baloney. These Mexican women that think they're seeing Jesus in a tortilla, all of that is a different cut of baloney, but it's still lunch meat. I can tell you that Mr. Blackwell, Yanni, these are people that have seen the dead.
And Mr. Blackwell and Yanni.
Yes. It's well documented. Also, Tony Danza. I say the five big names. Tony Danza, Mr. Blackwell, Yanni, Tom Cruise, and Shirley MacLaine.
And now Paul McCartney.
That's six names.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-4...
But again, not to interrupt you, Phil.
Go ahead.
Why does he go out with one that's only got a leg? You know, if you're a beetle, holy Jesus.
I understand that. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Dr. Jim Sadler is my guest as we talk about Paul McCartney, who has contacted the spirit of his dearly departed wife, Linda. Why Mr. McCartney? Why Shirley MacLaine? Also, Dr. Sadler is claiming that Yanni, Mr. Blackwell, and Tony Danza, all three have spoken to the dead, as well as Tom Cruise. Why famous people? And you say it's because they're breathing that rarefied air.
They're breathing the rarefied air of... they don't want to hang around with fans. They're bugged sitting in restaurants and being bugged at a table at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Anybody can get into the Polo Lounge now, so Tony Danza sits down for a beer, and he's got some sweat hog who was a big fan of Who's the Boss. You see what I'm saying? So in other words, they want to breathe the rarefied air. Tony has reached out. He speaks. This is the claim, anyway.
Do you believe that Yanni and Mr. Blackwell speak to the dead?
I'm only saying those are the rumors. We can't do it because we're mired in the mundane, the banal, and that's basically like mud on the antenna to the extraterrestrial. But why would Paul McCartney, the bigger question again, why would Paul McCartney...
Why would Paul McCartney, who is an ex-Beatle, want to be with a one-legged woman?
Want to be with a monoped, right.
And with a what?
With a monoped, a one-legged...
With a monoped, okay. And
she's in her 30s.
And she's in her 30s. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Dr. Jim Sadler, author of The Seventh Sense, Seeing Beyond This World, as he talks about the abilities of Paul McCartney, Shirley MacLaine, and other celebrities to speak to those who are dead because they're wealthy and they're celebrities and they have abilities to do that and we don't because we don't have money. I don't know. Also, he asked the question, and he said during his paranormal seminars, why is McCartney going out with a one-legged woman? I asked him, why are you talking about that in a paranormal seminar? And he said, because it falls within the realm of the extra-normal, the paranormal, a Beatle going out with a one-legged model. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and we have Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us from Los Angeles. He is a paranormalist, and that is, he is involved in the world of the paranormal. I don't know, is that a degree that you get?
Phil, first of all, I have a degree in psychology, paranormal studies. It's not an academic vocation of mine necessarily, but it is something I'm interested in.
So you looked at it from the world of psychology, and you found that it's true that these people can speak?
I believe in kinetic energy, and I do believe in some form of spirit or soul force, which is impressed upon this world, this dimension, by those who pass on. And Paul McCartney, I believes he speaks to his wife. I'd like to know what she thinks about him going out with a one-legged woman. That's all I'm...
Yeah, you're on that one-legged woman thing.
I'm just curious.
All right, here is Santa Ana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I was telling Phil, you know, I date a one-legged woman, and I don't know why that should be such an issue.
Why does a beetle... We've had two or three seminars on this.
I can't believe you have that many seminars on of Paul McCartney dating a one-legged woman. I date a one-legged woman, then I think I'm a pretty good-looking guy myself.
I'm not saying that you're not good-looking, but you're not powerful. Paul McCartney's a powerful person, and as such, is a man who,
he can date a one-legged woman?
He can get any skirt that he wants. What's he going out with?
A one-legged woman is, fun in bed.
Well,
you don't
maybe
have that
she's fun in bed.
Leg to deal with.
I'll tell you one thing, though. She's got, she puts her pants on one leg at a time, except she only puts on one leg.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that's
see what I'm
the
saying?
Same with my girlfriend. I mean,
right.
But why is that an issue if you're so interested in paranormal things?
Because I think it's abnormal for it.
Yeah, all right, so you think it is abnormal.
I think it's abnormal and paranormal. I think it goes into the world of supernatural that Paul McCartney goes out with a one-legged woman.
In other words,
that's
it has to do with ghosts.
I think he must be seeing things. Maybe he's seeing another leg. I don't know.
All right, so
what are other people saying in your group? I mean,
we're discussing that here is one of the most powerful men in the world. He can get any skirt that he wants. He's 58 going on 100. He could date 18-year-olds, and he hooks up with this chick I don't get
it. She's a model, right?
She's a model. She's beautiful. And how about the fact that maybe the guy just loves her? He's been with a lot of different
exactly.
women in his life.
I mean, guys aren't all Beatles. Aren't that shallow? Ringo might be, but Paul, no way.
Well, I'll tell you that he must have gotten the green light from Linda, and I know why. She's there's no competition from this skirt that's, you know, you're normal, you're a man. Paul's above human. He's dating a person that's doesn't is almost subhuman. It's just weird.
So it's subhuman.
Well, one leg.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Subhuman.
I don't mean to say that, but it's like going out with a pogo stick. I don't know.
All right. Here is Albany, New York on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Albany, hello. Okay, here is Boca Raton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I'm calling because I have had, I'm not rich. I'm
You're
from
not
the
wealthy,
poor.
Yes.
And I have had experiences where when my mother died, I'm 50 now, but when my mother died at the age of 10,
yes.
Which was 3 days before my birthday.
Did you see an apparition?
Yes, I did.
All right, I want to ask you some specific questions. What is your first name, please?
Anne.
Anne, I'm Dr. Sadler. How are you?
Fine.
Did you see the apparition appear in your room, in a sun porch in the backyard? Where was it?
Well, it came through the door.
Came right
of
through
my
the door.
Bedroom.
What was she dressed like?
She was dressed like in an angel outfit.
Okay, was it a Anaheim angel?
Not an Anaheim angel. Halo and a white
dress.
She
had a halo with a big wings and everything?
Yes.
All right, was she saying anything to you?
Well, she was running like in slow motion towards me, and it frightened me.
Did she have a baseball mitt on?
Well, you knock it off with the Anaheim Angel stuff, okay?
Well, I'm trying to make a laugh, see? All right, so she was running towards you?
In slow motion, and I was afraid.
And what did she say?
Well, I pulled a sheet over my head.
Did she have both legs?
Yeah, but that's what I don't understand about what you're saying about Paul.
I'm wondering,
the problem, one leg or two legs?
Well, I think
does it matter?
I deal in the world of the paranormal, Anne. I deal in the world of extrasensory perceptions as well as psychic phenomena. And I think one of the more abnormal or unexplainable phenomena, and they're going to feature it on Unsolved Mysteries next year, is Paul McCartney dating a one-legged woman.
And what do you mean, unsolved mysteries? Get off it, will you? He's going out with a one-legged woman. He's going out with a one-legged woman. That hasn't got anything to do with Robert Stack standing there at the end of a dark road. On October 5th, Paul McCartney went out with a one-legged woman. Jesus.
I'm serious.
Question.
I'm sorry?
I would like to tell you something else that happens, too.
It happens still?
Yeah.
What's that,
dear? And
I'm
50 years old now. In my sleep, I'd be like asleep and awake at the same time.
Yes, dear.
The only language that I know I speak is English.
Right. But in your sleep.
I speak some other language. I don't know what it is.
Does it sound something like this? Buona, don't go over the river. Anything like that in there?
Well, just English.
Well, it's got a jungle word in it.
What's that supposed to mean?
No,
you're African-American, correct?
That's right.
Are you remembering yourself back 200, 300 years ago? In other words, a past life?
I have no idea.
What tribe are you from?
Will you forget that?
I don't know anything about this.
She's an American, okay?
From the American tribe. I know of
what
no other
What racial heritage are you, Phil?
What?
What racial heritage are you?
Irish and Scottish, I think. My father was adopted. I don't know.
All right. Well, she's laughing now. See, what I'm trying to say is...
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you, too.
In my professional opinion, this woman's never had a paranormal experience. I think she ate paint chips as a kid. And I think a lot of it has to do with glue.
Do we want to talk about your book or...
I do.
All right. 1-800...
Which is what I said to my wife 35 years ago today. Hello, honey.
What?
I do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I would ask my producer, Mike Schaefer, would you get on the phone and ask Dr. Sadler to knock off with the jokes? Because we're talking about something very serious, okay? 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler on The Phil Hendry Show about the propensity of celebrities to be able to speak to people from the beyond, the celebrities able to talk to people who have passed on as opposed to normal people, right, Dr. Sadler?
Well, as opposed to people who are not celebrities, not famous. And
you say the reason why they're able to do this is because they're famous and they're reaching out for something else because they don't want to be bugged at the Polo Lounge?
What I'm saying is they don't want to be bothered. Yes, exactly. They're reaching out for something else because they've been bugged in restaurants. They've been bugged at the beach. They try to go in and get a jockstrap or a deodorant or whatever it is that they buy, and there's somebody standing there. And the reason for this as well, Phil, is most of the people that I'm in touch with who have spoken to the dead or have contacted spirits of the dead are famous people. Now,
all right, we mentioned Paul McCartney has said that he speaks to his wife, Linda, his passed on, his dead wife, Linda. Shirley MacLaine, obviously.
Shirley MacLaine's the one who brought it to the fore and said, if you're famous, you speak to dead things. Also,
you mentioned Yanni, Mr. Blackwell,
Tony Danza, and Maury Povich.
Okay, those are
the top six or seven. Maury Povich and Tony Danza are... In fact, I want to invite them to my seminar next year.
And who is Tony Danza speaking to?
Some dead guy. I don't know, you know.
You're just some dead guy, huh?
Well, look, Phil, I can tell you Maury Povich is talking, or was talking to Connie, because for all intents and purposes, their marriage was dead.
That's real funny. Can we...
I'm sorry, it's just a joke.
All right, but can we stay on the... Yanni, Tony Danza, Mr. Blackwell, and Maury Povich all speak to...
And Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. All right, here is Manhattan Beach on The Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Manhattan Beach, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Hi. Just a couple of things. I thought it was... I'm, like, driving along, and I'm just getting the biggest kick out of this doctor because he's such a fruit.
Well,
I do inject
a lot of humor into what I do, but I'm very serious about my research.
You can't be too serious about it because couple of things. One, you're saying that Paul McCartney's dating this one-legged woman.
Yes.
Big deal. Maybe he's totally in love with her.
What does it have to do?
You're saying he could get any woman in the world.
I can put this in terms that you understand.
Maybe he found someone he was truly in love with, and he decided to, you know, to start dating her. He doesn't have to date someone with two legs.
Let me ask you, how many people do you know who are going out with monopeds?
not a lot.
When you say monoped, you mean a one-legged person.
That's correct.
Right, not a lot.
Not a lot? How about no one? How about zero? Is that more accurate?
That doesn't mean that if I found someone that I was truly in love with and they had one leg, that I wouldn't date them.
The technical definition of paranormal or preternatural or extranormal beyond this dimension is that which rarely, if ever, occurs and for which there is no explanation.
Therefore,
Paul McCartney dating a one-legged model, not just a one-legged woman, but a one-legged model, comes from the seventh dimension.
Well, then they must have a pretty special relationship then.
Pretty special. That's lost in space.
No, okay? It's not lost in space.
Oh, come
on.
Comes from another dimension?
Well,
yeah, the other thing is you were saying that celebrities having contact with the dead.
Yes.
Maybe it's because that's the only thing that we ever hear of is celebrities being
that's a good
contact
point.
With the dead.
Yeah, a lot of these
and
celebrities get wigged out. Yeah.
I don't think the celebrities necessarily have anything on just people that are just everyday normal people. You say, oh, well, because they're actors and they're dealing
yes,
with bank
they
robberies and they're dealing with stuff like that. That's acting, dude.
No,
that's
but what
acting.
I'm saying
that's
to you is actors, actors have been in movies about seeing dead people and stuff like that.
But
so,
that's acting. That's
yeah,
not
I know,
real life.
Have you
so,
been in a movie? No, you haven't been in a movie. So Tony
no, that's
Danza.
That's not my career. That's not what I have
you
a
know,
desire
what
to
I'm
do
saying
in
is the things that Mr. Blackwell has seen, you'll never know.
Boy, that's good news for me.
Exactly. What's that crack supposed to mean?
I just don't want to see some of the stuff that Mr. Blackwell's seen.
Taking a couple of balls.
I'm sorry, we lost the connection. Where is he? Hello? Are you there, ma'am?
I'm here.
Okay. Okay, so we lost. The last thing I heard was taking a couple of balls, and then that was it.
Oh, well, what a shame.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for
your... We lost the Fruit Loop.
Thank you for your call, ma'am.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm back.
Oh, okay, great. Here's Malibu on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I've never called a radio show in my life, but after hearing your guest speak, I am livid. I would like to know what he thinks about Linda McCartney lost both of her breasts due to breast cancer.
Yes, that's true.
Now, does that make her subhuman?
Well, things probably cooled down a little bit in their bedroom. I can only imagine.
How would you know?
Come on.
I doubt you'd ever had an experience in a bedroom.
Well, ma'am, that is... I'm a married man.
With your kind of mentality, sir, I can't imagine any woman even wanting to spend 5 minutes with you. You're not... I'd like to know where you got your psychology degree.
I took my degree in psychology from Taylor University.
I don't believe it.
Well, ma'am, you don't have to believe it. I'm not here. I'm simply putting forth a theorem concerning the paranormal. Paul McCartney speaks to his wife, Linda.
You know, there's a lot of crippled people in this country and in this world that have lost a limb, sir, and that doesn't make them subhuman. It doesn't make them paranormal. They're probably a lot more normal than you are.
Well, what about Eminem seeing spooks? What about that?
What about what?
Eminem. He sees ghosts all the time.
Oh, now Eminem. So we got Maury Povich.
Don't even match. And for you to have a psychology degree, you should know that. There's
two don't
no
match.
Difference between calling a woman a skirt, calling her a woman that has stuff,
when did you hear
someone
that?
That's seen an apparition.
You're a doctor, Mr. Sadler, or Dr. Sadler, and you said women's stuff, and you were saying skirt.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you use some academic terms and some terms of that are more descriptive than...
You called Heather Mills a pogo stick? Have you ever met this woman? Have you ever seen her on an interview? This is an intelligent, beautiful, compassionate woman
that has created
a lot of artificial limbs for a lot of people around the world that couldn't afford them. Did you know that about her, sir?
I have no doubt that she's intelligent. I have
no
doubt that she's compassionate.
You have no right to degrade her on
beautiful,
the air.
Beautiful, I'd have to reserve judgment
That's
on.
That's probably why Paul McCartney is with her. Because he's more than just a skirt, Mr. Sandler.
I don't get that.
Well, go
all
back
right,
to
if you don't
and learn a little more.
Well, maybe Paul got such a sexual charge after Linda lost her breast that he needed something a little freakier. But what I'm...
Oh, come on!
Calling her a freak?
Come on!
What?
I'm sorry, Miss...
You know,
Mr.
You
Henry,
people, you don't
to
get
have
what
this joker
right.
on your show
I
is
happen
an embarrassment
study.
To your show, is an embarrassment to you,
all right.
and anybody that buys this book
I can
is
tell
a
you,
fool. Goodbye.
I can tell you that Tia Leone has seen apparitions. Hello?
She's gone. She hung up. I think that you need to reserve your comments and contain your comments to the paranormal and forget about commenting on her being a pogo stick or how freaky McCartney's getting in his old age.
Well, get a load of you.
Yeah, get a load of me. Salt Lake on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, this is Salt Lake.
Yes, sir, Salt Lake City. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just agree with these two other, these women, this Mr. Sandler. Number one, if Paul McCartney wants to go out with whoever he wants to go out, that's none of your business.
I'm not saying he shouldn't.
He can go out with anybody he wants, and I don't know what the big deal is. Number two...
Oh, come on. How many guys do you see going out with one-legged women?
And get off it, man.
Well, you guys can't answer that question, though. You want me to get off it, but you can't answer the question.
You can't answer the question.
I'm like
none of your business.
To get
I don't
off
know
it.
What the big issue is. You're spending all this money on the radio. Number two, I thought psychiatrists were supposed to be pretty good, decent people. Not
I'm a psychologist.
And
many psychologists, especially Freudians, are major pains in the neck. I can
hear all the
to
jokes.
You.
You hear all the jokes and you hear all the bad stuff about psychologists.
Right.
And I can just see why. Number one, you're on there calling people down and calling folks
all
sick and all this number.
I'm trying to tell you that, you know, you should go to a psychologist. You sound like you need one.
I've been to one before.
Have you? How many?
I went twice. They're rude.
Twice.
All they want is your money, and they don't really know anything.
Well, I won't disagree with that, but I will tell you that we have an awful lot to offer. Especially if you're going out with a one-legged woman. That's my specialty this week.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to you that...
Well, you forget about it. The fact is that you've got a seminar, The World of the Paranormal, which makes me believe that you're going into some study of extra-dimensional life, and then it's, why is Paul McCartney going out with a one-legged model?
And you don't think that's the fifth dimension?
No, I think that's right here in this dimension.
Boy, do
that
I feel...
is a wild... Hey. I'm going to hang up now.
The only thing I
tell you
as to why Paul is with us because Paul talks to Linda and Heather's maybe speaking with her lost leg. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
All right, that's it.
I just want to say lastly.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Thank you, sir. Speaking with her lost leg. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You know, we're going to have a casino night, and this is for my friend's place. If you don't know my friend's place, the place that we have benefited since I've been on the air at KFI in Los Angeles in 1996, we went on the air and we began producing our annual CD that has the best bits from our show over the preceding year. And it also, we raise money for my friend's place. And we're going to have a CD coming out this year, and we also have a little special extra announcement. Should I tell them what else we got? Why not? Guess what else we're going to have? We're going to have not only a CD, but a limited edition vinyl. Okay, when's the last time you saw that, huh? But that's this show. That's the Phil Hendry Show. I say it with all due humility. We're different. We're always looking for something different to do, and we certainly have a different approach to radio, and so we decided we'd give you a picture disc. Remember those? The ones that you took home and immediately started playing on your... Well, like, why am I playing the picture disc from Sgt. Pepper's when I have the other one that is perfectly good? Anyway, we're going to have a picture disc. We're going to have vinyl. We're going to have a limited number of those. It'll be the exact same material that's on the CD. But we thought, you know, everybody's coming out with CDs. CDs are sterile. They're good. They're efficient. They're not the indestructible pieces of technocracy that everybody thought they were. But they're fine. However, they're very unsexy, very uninteresting, real compact and boring. And those great days of vinyl, why not? Not that you want to take this thing home, take it home and play it, but you can. However, we will have vinyl. It'll be a vinyl edition of the best of the Phil Hendry Show for the year 2000. Number one rated Phil Hendry Show. It'll be signed and numbered, after which the mold will be broken. There won't be any more. So if you hear of anybody else coming out with it, see, this is the kind of business that we're in. Everybody rips everybody else off. So if you see anybody else coming out with any vinyl this year with their show CDs that are, you know, as usual, not very funny, and oh yeah, let's pick up another idea from Phil, you know where you heard it first. And anyway, so we're going to do that, and we're going to raise the money for my friend's place. And there's something else we're going to do on Saturday, November 4th, the year 2000, casino. And one more word about the CDs, the vinyl. We had a meeting today, you know, me and Mike and my wife Maria and Craig and Melissa, and we're all by ourselves doing this thing. There was a time when I was in Miami, we had a tremendous promotion department down there, and we had a pretty good sales department, and they were able to coordinate all these things, the artwork, pressing the CD, and getting it in store. In Miami, we had our CD in Borders Books and Cafe, Borders Books Music and Cafe, which is great stores, and they were just opening up down there, and we were able to put the CD there. We got some sales out of that, and we also did our autograph signings there, and it was really great. Since I've been in L.A., we have none of that support. And not because they're bad people that work at the station here, they just don't know how to do it. You know, I'm through trying to figure it out. But I know well enough, I know this much, I can't go to them and ask for help. Because they're completely either befuddled and confused by it, or they simply aren't interested in it, because guess what? It's money for charity, and nobody's going to put any in their pocket, so why should they care, right? Right. So we're left to figure it out ourselves. So I got Mike talking to the artwork people. I got Craig talking to the duplicator. I got Maria's talking to my friend's place. We're going to have a CD this year. Now, where are we going to go for our signings? I don't know. I don't know how we're going to sell it to you. An 800 number would be nice. Maybe that's something else you could get with my friend's place, is set up an 800 number so we can have people actually call and they can order. And I bet you we'll sell twice as many if we have that. As it is, online sales are online sales. Who's got a computer? Who cares? Nobody. Let me just be the bearer of bad tidings. Some people do really well with online sales. Most people don't. We've done $160,000 worth so far, which isn't bad. All right, what else can I complain about? Oh, and another thing. That bed that I was supposed to get from Larry Miller, when's that coming around the corner? I love you, Larry, even though you're not advertising on the show anymore, but you still owe me a bed. Nice service, man. I asked for it 4 months ago. I know Steve's out there going, why is he doing this? Why is he making my life? Well, you know, I asked for the bed. It squeaks. Got a big California king bed. Just, I got kids. Anyway, so I need that. And just a lot of crap. You know, I need to quit smoking, which I kind of almost have. I need to stop drinking. There's a lot of stuff that I need. Let me just tell you all about it. I got to lose about 50 pounds. I came to work today in shorts and a Banlon sweater. I look like some guy. I look like the owner of a car wash. I'm wearing work boots, knee-high socks, a bald head. I need to get my wife's name tattooed on my chest. I promised her that 4 years ago when we were married. I still haven't gotten Maria's name tattooed across my chest. But I know that Melissa Morgan went out and got a tattoo on her rear end. That's fantastic. And wait till I tell you what it says. On second thought, I better not. Should I tell them what you got tattooed on your rear end? What is it, no exit or something? No entry? Oh, exit only. God, you might as well have put Bugs Bunny back there for all the sex appeal that's got. So I got to do that. I got all kinds of stuff. I promised Maria that I'd get that tattoo, and she waits very patiently. She went out and got some kind of barbed wire tattooed on her ankle just to show and signify what my marriage to her means to her, which basically means she's trapped, she's changed, she's in a POW camp. She's got barbed wire tattooed on her ankle. So there's a lot of crap that we got to get done before this thing gets out of the gate. And with the fall months coming up. So that's what we're going to do with our CD. Now, I wanted to tell you about Casino Night. It's the year 2000, Casino Night 2000, 7 o'clock, Saturday, November the 4th. It's at the Museum of Flying at the Santa Monica Airport, conveniently located just south of the 10 freeway at the east end of the Santa Monica freeway. Tickets are $250 per person. They can be obtained by calling 1-323-908-0011, extension 102, or mail a check to Post Office Box 3867. Hollywood, California, 90078. And they also have corporate sponsorship packages available. If you don't know what My Friend's Place is, it's a bunch of people that help keep kids off the street here in Hollywood, and they do it by providing a resource center for them to come and get cleaned up, get AIDS testing, get job counseling, get take a shower, have a phone call, use a computer. They get people who will sit down and talk to them about why their lives are such pieces of junk and gradually turn these kids around. So that's Saturday, November 4th. It begins at 7 p.m. And that ain't all. There's going to be more, but I can't mention it now. When the time comes, I will. But right now, I can't. But there's going to be a special night, so we hope that you'll join us for that. It's the Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. And we're going to come back and talk about Norplant. Oh, man.